extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Good morning, Lucinda Bennett, food writer. I was going to say spood writer. Food writer for the spin-off.
Kia ora.
Now, this morning, we're talking snacks.
Yeah, my favourite topic. Mm-hmm. I love a snack.
All right, let's talk snacks. Where do we start with snacks? Snacks is a fairly broad topic. There's so many things that fit into snacks.
Anything can be a snack.
What's like the number one snack of all time? Is it toast?
Oh my God, of all time? Mm. Whoa, we didn't discuss this off air. I don't know.
It just came to me. It's always goes straight to the top. Toast has to be up there.
Yeah, toast's a goodie, eh? Mm. I mean, we did talk about bread last week. We love bread.
Yeah.
Like, toast with peanut butter?
Yeah, toast with peanut butter is probably right up there, eh?
Controversially, well, I don't know. Do you put butter on your toast?
Yes, I do.
You do both, eh?
I do. Yeah. I don't mind, you know, like one of those olive oil spreads or butter, pretty interchangeable. You know, like
interesting.
What is it? Olivani or something?
Yeah, I'm very anti-Olivani.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know, I understand people.
Easy to spread, though. Fast.
And like,
if you're in a rush, sometimes butter out of the fridge, too hard.
But on toast, it's going to melt.
Yeah. Mm. I
bought a very chic little butter container when I was in Melbourne last year that is the colour of butter, and it is one of the most delightful purchases I've ever made in order to just have room temp butter at all times.
Mm.
And it's very cute. I love it. Okay. But butter, I would say, not a snack, although I do think, I mean, I like a high butter ratio on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have noticed there's a real trend on social media for sort of wellness influencers of a kind, just eating butter as though it's cheese.
Yes. Have they had their cholesterol checked recently?
I know. That's the question, isn't it? They're all kind of like
irresponsible,
waifish white women living on a farm. So.
Okay.
It might be the main thing that they're eating.
Eating. So toast, that kind of just came straight in. But what else? What other snacks were top of mind for you, Lucinda?
So the reason I was thinking about snacks is partly because I do a snack review for the Boil Up regularly. And I do sometimes feel like a little bit of a fraud because I'm often buying a snack specifically for snack review in order to, you know, review a fun array of snacks.
That's good. This is a good thing. BFM used to do a snack review with a character called Carlton Crisp many years ago. I think Matt Heath was doing the drive show on a Thursday.
Oh my God, fun.
Yeah. Carlton Crisp.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Snack review.
What have you been buying to review?
Well, it means that I buy a lot of basically like really processed food because I feel like when we think of when someone says, oh, let's have a snack, I feel like the vibe in the kind of in the world in the community is like it's a bag of chips or like a chocky bar or something or
peanut M&Ms.
Yeah,
pretty high on the list actually.
It's like they're the best ones. But I, you know, as a 32-year-old woman, am trying to eat kind of healthy, and so sometimes I like to sneak in a kind of healthy snack review. And a few weeks ago, I did a review of just dates, just like a nice, fresh date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can buy a box of Mazafati dates you can get them at the supermarket now. And they're like the most delicious thing ever. They're a sweet treat. They're loaded with like fiber.
Yes.
You know, they're good for your gut.
Stay regular.
And they're not, you know, they're not a refined sugar, so they're not going to give you as much of a blood sugar spike.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have them just as is, or you can have it with like a little bit of nut butter in it if you're kind of bougie, a little bit of cheese in it. You've got so many options with a date.
Okay, question, because I would probably typically steer clear of a date. Do they have pips? Or
yes.
They do. Yeah. So you chew your date and you're like...
I usually like kind of break it open with my fingers and then take out the pip and then go in.
All right.
Yeah, but then to be honest, I do sometimes, like I am sometimes a monster and I've got like a few little pips just sort of hanging out on my counter at home, which is probably pretty gross for my partner. But yeah, I love a date. And this week, I was like, you know what, I'm going to follow my heart again and review an actually healthy snack that I'm loving at the moment, which is like Scroggin.
Yeah, Scroggin.
Scroggin
is great. Yes, I do. Scroggin is, I don't know, Scroggin is pretty 90s.
It's so good. And I was a scout, so
can you get, so is scroggin available in like the bulk bins at the supermarket?
Just it
like,
is.
Does it say scroggin on the thing?
Oh my God, that's a great question. The one I'm having this week is like quite a bougie one. I've been, I love going to the new Good For Refillery on Richmond Road, kind of across from the Countdown, like quite near the Faro and the Mitre 10 and whatnot.
Do you know what's funny? I just want to put this out there. I got to shout out my little sister who had a band at high school. And do you know what the band was called?
What?
Scroggin.
That is, mwah, that is so good. Bring back Scroggin. Were they good?
Well, I mean, they were like 15, so.
So yep, really mate, good.
Yeah.
Okay. I bought a bougie scroggin, though, which I believe is called like sweet and salty mix or something like that.
Yes.
And it's just salted nuts.
Did you feel like hiking after you'd had it?
Honestly, yeah, I did. And like having it just sort of in my bag, just having it, it makes me feel like a little urban sort of, an urban scout wandering around the city with my scroggin in my purse.
Yeah.
And it's scroggin got, is it's got a good chocolate shout. In it, yeah, which I think is important.
Yeah.
You need like, it's like you've got nuts, you've got dried fruit, it's healthy, but then you get like a little
bit of some dark, quite dry chocolate sometimes, but it's in there, so you're kind of like, oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good. Yep.
And sometimes you're trying to not, I mean, the rule when I was in scouts was always that you have to go in blind because there'd be a communal scroggin and it would always have M&Ms in it.
Okay.
You can't like pick out the M&Ms.
Yes.
You can't say, I just want like cashews and M&Ms. You've got to just get your fist in, get it out, chuck it in your mouth, and then kind of eat it all together, which I think is the best way to enjoy scroggin.
All right. This sounds like a made, you know, like a, it's kind of specifically made scroggin that someone's assembled from various ingredients if it's got M&Ms in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like, well, actually, I think it was like whatever is the cheapest kind of bulk nuts at Pack and Save. Bought by whoever was shopping for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently they call it trail mix.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Trail mix at the supermarket.
I mean, that feels like scroggin erasure, but but I guess it does what it says on the box, right?
Yes. Trail, scroggin.
Bring back scroggin. But you can also, it's fun to make your own because then you can assemble it from all the things you like. You can have your seeds and your nuts and your M&Ms or your bits of chockey. You can go as bougie or as cheapo as you want.
Oh, Grays do a scroggin.
Oh, yeah.
They actually do good stuff, eh, Grays?
Are they the ones who are doing the, like, skinny-dipped almonds?
Yes, yeah.
I don't love skinny to ever be used as, like, a marketing word.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it's a good product.
Yeah. So my understanding for anyone who is unfamiliar with skinny-dipped almonds is that they're chocolate. They're basically like a scorched almond, but rather than having like a thick ring of chalky around them, they're skinny dipped. There's a little bit of chalky, just a skinny amount. But I don't like that association, right? It's like,
yes,
you can have a chalky almond, but not too much chalky because you're trying to be skinny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, copy that. Now we're kind of gone into hiking snacks. Actually,
yeah.
This is more. We should have like given this an actual hiking focus.
Yeah. All right, let's rewrite history.
What else? Okay. Well, we've probably got time for one more snack, Lucinda.
Well, if we're talking about hiking snacks, I've got to admit, I love a hike, and I like part of what I like about a hike is bringing a snack that you can then eat in nature and feel a little bit like proud of yourself for remembering to bring a fun snack.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, it's really yum to eat a mandarin in nature, but personally, I really like to eat cake in nature.
Cake?
Yeah.
I was going to say an apple. I was like, oh, yeah, an apple.
Yeah,
also
gorgeous.
A great snack, but you're going cake.
Cake.
Okay.
We went on a hike recently, and it was a friend's birthday, and so we very sneakily
banana bread? Are you talking about, are we going into the banana bread territory here for hiking?
To be honest, that's actually a really good
shout.
Good shout, because it's like not going to get all munted in your bag. But we went and picked up at Burnt Butter Diner in Avondale, which honestly, shout out, maybe my favorite cafe in Auckland. They do this, they have on the menu, they have cake for breakfast. Like that's literally what it's called. And they make it's a clafouti. So it's like a very custardy, eggy, kind of dense cake.
Oh, nice.
But you can often get it in the cabinet as well.
Yes.
And it comes with almost like, maybe this is making it really hiker friendly. It almost comes with like a sort of a beautiful granola, like sprinkled on top and a little bit of maybe like mascarpone or something. And so we got some of that. We put it away in our little Tupperware and we brought that with us hiking for a friend's birthday hike, and then we like brought it out at a beautiful scenic moment, and everyone was so delighted to have cake on a hike.
Oh, cake on a hike, man. What a strange planet we live on.
But it felt luxury, it felt heightened. The other hikers going past and like stopping to eat like a muesli bar seemed jealous.
You were like, suckers.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, nice one. Okay, all right. Snacks. This topic is so vast.
Yeah, we could make it, we could just call this snack food.
Yeah. Hey, Lucinda, thank you very much. If people want to keep up to date with your writing, as mentioned, you're doing a bit of some snack reporting.
Yes. So subscribe to The Boil Up. There's one coming out this afternoon. It's free. It's on the spinoff. And yeah, you'll get to read my full bougie scroggin review.
All right, excellent. Hey, thank you so much, Lucinda. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Ka kite.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.